From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with The Rough and Tumble, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I am a lot of things, but the woman you got. Knew when I put on that dress, and the last call, made the last call from over the hill. That's the last time you came stumbling again. Baby's over in the clover. Oh, sweet Savannah, city of ghosts, won't you scare up old love tonight? Well, grab a hotel, it's a hard sell. In late morning light, I still wander your full streets alone. Sorry to see you go, sorry we met, sorry we'll stay in this town. For my last call, oh, for God's hope, stay over your hill. I can't have you come round here again. Baby's over in the clover, half past one.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I lost your diamond, but you lost my heart. Can we once call it even? And when you call out to our friend's belt, the woman I am, remember I'm not the woman you got. Baby's over in the clover.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 489th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes The Rough and Tumble, the duo of Mallory Graham and Scott Tyler. The Rough and Tumble used to say they were from Nashville, Tennessee. That was before April 2015, when Mallory and Scott sold everything, paid their last month's rent, bought a camper, and took to the road full time. Sounds kind of dreamy. Tonight they're in from the road and here in the Red Barn studio with us, and we're so glad to have them with us on Red Barn Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome The Rough and Tumble.
Thank you.
They were calling out for love, they were calling out for love, and maybe we were too.
But stay here in silence,
till the moment that I left you. Let the leaving keep his tears. Let the leaving keep his tears. Setting of the moon.
You are not my mother's thought of love. No, 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 but you are all I want and all I've got.
All right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Brad Becker, the host of Red Barn Radio, and tonight you are listening to The Rough and Tumble. Welcome, you all.
Thank you. Really enjoying
what you're doing. Good. It sounds so great. Maybe first we'll take just a moment to introduce the sort of quiet member of the band.
Scott, he's about 5'8", right?
The real wordsmith.
97 pounds.
We're talking about Butter, and I wish you could see Butter right now. Butter's showing some teeth.
Yeah. It's not in a bad way. It's just she can't keep her mouth shut, like some other people in this band.
Butter is also recuperating. Is that right? Tell us what happened to Butter. I mean, Butter seems fine, but I did notice that there was some hair shaved back there by her haunch.
We'll set the scene. We spent Thanksgiving in California with Scott's family, and then we decided to visit some more family in Mesa, Arizona. And then we decided to go for a hike in Mesa, Arizona. And then on the way back, Aunt Margaret so kindly said, "I think it's about time we start putting the dogs on the leash." And Uncle Bruce said, "Nah, what could happen?" And I thought, I'm going to remember this moment for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
And then wasn't about 30 seconds later, Butter took off and got attacked by a wild javelina.
Was the javelina defending him herself?
I think Butter just wanted to play. I think she was in a squirrel mode, is what we like to call that.
Where she just kind of tears off for the nearest squirrel.
For playtime.
Butter was looking at the biggest squirrel she'd ever seen.
Yeah. It's actually a rodent of unusual size. Uh-huh. It's an R-O-U-S.
With tusks.
It looks like a wild boar.
Yeah. And, I mean, Butter's a big dog. She's 97 pounds. She's a bull mastiff. You know, she can handle her own on the playground. But not when there are
wild javelina.
Very sharp teeth involved.
So her insides were actually on her outsides for a minute. But then we got them tucked back in.
Okay.
And look, she's like a brand new dog. She even had a little liposuction, too. So she's more like 90 pounds. She's going to watch her figure from here on out.
So that's the story from your perspective. Butter, why don't you tell us what really happened?
It's a little nerve-wracking when a lot of your audience you can't see, and when you know that the audience that you can't see is currently both of your mothers at the same time.
That's true.
Just want to throw that out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever had that happen.
Too.
Oh, yeah, and your friends' moms. That being said, here's a song called Baggage. It's brand new.
It's a topic we know nothing about.
Emotionally speaking.
Right. Well, I got a bone to pick with you from back when we were younger. It's 4 in the morning, we were getting on late from a weekend at your brother's. We'd been fighting that little thing, and your words couldn't get out stronger. Said, what's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight, huh? What's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight? Oh, babe, I'd rather throw it down with you, throw you out and go without you now. A few years later, yeah, we got a little doggy who would hoggle up the covers. She's big and drooly and a little bit stinky, but I guess it doesn't really matter. We'd been fine, my little thing. She crawled to her mother. Said, what's the matter with keeping little doggies in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping little doggies in the middle of the bed tonight? Oh, babe, I'd rather throw it down with you, throw you out and go without you now. Oh, babe. Well, I've been thinking while we've been drinking all night till it gets real early. If not the headaches, then I think it's the memories that'll finally get me. We can take any little thing and turn into a fight. Oh, what's the matter with keeping liquor bottles in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping little dookies in the middle of the bed tonight? What's the matter with keeping all the baggage in the middle of the bed tonight?
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Rough and Tumble. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
You've been traveling and playing music together for 4 years. Can I assume that you met sometime before that?
You could assume that, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
And you'd
be
accurate. I'm going with that assumption.
Too. Yeah, yeah. We, was it 8 years now?
About eight years ago, yeah. 8.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm from California. Mallory's from Pennsylvania. We went to our respective colleges and then went away to Martha's Vineyard one semester. There's this program that used to be up there called the Contemporary Music Center, and they have since relocated down to Nashville. We kind of spent 4 months just doing music stuff.
Recording. It was like School of Rock, but Jack Black wasn't there.
So 4 years before you actually started your traveling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You had just finished college.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Biola University out in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Mallory
went to Malone University.
Malone?
At the time it was Malone College. Maybe I shouldn't say that. It's Malone University now.
Did you all go to college with something particular in mind? Graduating?
For sure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was a communication arts major and a photography minor.
I was a music major.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Didn't really see that working out, you know, at the
not
time.
Not practical.
And not practical at all, no.
Why is that?
You know, I think just when you get a music degree, you kind of assume that if you're not teaching.
Then you're flipping burgers?
Yeah, kind of. Like that's the assumption, right? That
But you can hum while you flip the burgers.
That's really why Nashville has such a great restaurant scene right now, is mm-hmm. because there are so many musicians who need serving jobs and jobs at coffee shops.
Keep their habit alive.
And you do music for the love of it, and you sort of make it work until it starts actually working.
When you decided to go to music school, assuming you decided to do that, your mother forcing you to.
No,
hi, Mom.
No, my folks are both they, you know, had done music in the past, and they discouraged.
Oh, okay.
That's all from taking up music, actually.
Were you going with guitar in mind?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Were you thinking about classical guitar?
No, I was thinking about church music, actually. Biola is a religious institution, and
it is. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd be making church music somewhere, but every once in a while you turn 21 and kind of have this crisis of faith.
Then you got to sing your way out of it.
You got to sing your way out of it. Yeah, yeah. You got to find it again. There we go.
That's
how I ended up not doing church music and instead joining a teeny tiny folk band with my pal Mallory here.
Yeah.
You both ended up at Martha's Vineyard in this music program mm-hmm. before you actually met.
That's where we met
there.
Okay.
And then from there we joined with some other people, like-minded people, and upon graduation moved to Asheville, North Carolina, and started a music commune of sorts.
This doesn't sound like a Christian group.
It was all walks, I think. Yeah. And then from there, that failed miserably, like most things don't immediately out of college. And then I moved to Nashville, and then Scott followed shortly thereafter. And then we decided we'd been following each other around the country enough, and we may as well just do music together, because we were kind of the last one standing.
Mallory, you keep trying to shorten the story. You went to Nashville with what in mind?
To Nashville?
Yeah.
You know, I thought I was going to be a rock and roller. I kind of was for a second. When Scott finally moved out to Nashville, he was the lead guitarist in my band there for a while. And I cut off all my hair, and I stomped a lot, and made an angry face sometimes on the stage. And then I sometimes covered Joan Jett. So it was a pretty, it was a little bit different than now.
This next song is a song that started because I used to, be the front desk clerk in a Motel 6 in Asheville, North Carolina.
Scott Tyler, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm sure there's more applause at home.
Yeah, my mom and dad are very proud. Well, this was a great Motel 6, though. It was so right across the street from this bar called the Root Bar down in Asheville, North Carolina, exit 55. What was so great about this bar was that people they'd come in and get a room after they, you know, spent a couple hours there at the bar. And so I got to know a lot of really great and inebriated people. Anyway, one night this guy wanders in and he tells me all about his plans to build a time machine. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. Why are you building a time machine? And he says, well, I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to win back my ex-girlfriend. And I wished him luck.
Yeah.
I said, good luck.
Oh, that's what you said?
That's exactly
that
what I said.
Luck?
Yeah, that's how I wished him luck.
So clever.
And, yeah, I know.
Scott's kind of a wordsmith. Like,
yeah.
That's sort of his thing. Not only was he once the front desk clerk at a Motel 6, but he's also a wordsmith.
It's all right. What's another 99.5? What's another hour undoing this knot I tie? Hope so unraveled, should I come over tonight?
That I'm hearing in what you've done so far, kind of mountainy.
Oh yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds that way. I mean, there's some yodel to it, and
yeah.
I don't know if you like people talking about people you sound like
really
or anything.
Like,
I'm sure you've heard a lot of that.
Yeah, I get Alanis Morissette a lot too.
I can see that.
Yeah, but definitely mountain music. That's a huge compliment. I really love mountain music, and I'm working on my holler right now.
Oh, she's got a good holler.
Not yet, though. I will unveil it next time we come, yeah, for sure. But I sing it to Scott all the time when he's trying to sleep.
Well, yeah, she just... So. Well, and when I do something bad, she just hollers at me.
Also, you know? I'm really good at hollering then.
And the music commune didn't quite play out
as
you expected, or else you just let it go.
Yeah.
Next step was...
Nashville.
Nashville. Yeah, Maui moved there. I followed about 3 months later, and we started this band shortly after. We both kind of had, you know, just these leftover songs that we didn't know what to do with. And so I took my songs over to Mallory and said, hey, can you finish these? And she did. And it ended up, we kind of enjoyed doing this project more than we enjoyed doing our solo projects. Uh-huh. And it's always good to have a good, you know, a good friend to tour in a car with, share road time with. And so that's kind of how we started. We just hopped in a car and went and played some shows.
Yeah.
This last April, we sold everything we owned, and we bought a camper, and we took off. Well, we said goodbye to this tree that was in the front yard, this beautiful silver maple tree that was just growing there in the front yard that we both kind of took to...
liking, maybe?
To liking. We looked at that tree a lot.
Yeah.
Watched the leaves turn, which is something that's nice about staying still, is you kind of get to see, you know, the various seasons.
There's a silver maple growing in our yard. Set still through snow to show our single city star. Now our nation's over. Look at where we are. There's a silver maple growing in our yard. We're not too young to love a pretty song. We're not too old to sell our souls to rock and roll. Well, sing me this one over, the newer we become. We're not too young to love a pretty song. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes, you and your brown eyes. Black flies pushing on our screen door. No June bug waits for summer coming anymore. Last summer we had nothing but a bottle and your porch. The black flies pushing on your screen door. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes. Brown eyes. Sleep through the night with the dead end gone. With a wolf still barking or howling out there. So, oh, Romeo, darling, tell me I'm the one. With the dead are gone, but they won't be gone long. And if you must get lost, should it be far from home, send a familiar song. Send a familiar song. You and your brown eyes. You and your brown eyes.
I'd like to hear about the Rough and Tumbles Holiday Awareness Campaign. It's a cause that is near and dear to our hearts. You're probably sick of holidays by now, right?
Oh, boy, don't we know?
Because we just finished up with the what is commonly referred to as the holiday season. I think this year it actually started
Halloween?
Memorial Day. We started this this campaign called the Rough and Tumbles Holiday Awareness Campaign because every year in America, in your very own backyards, there are tens, if not 15s, of holidays that get overshadowed mm-hmm. by the holiday season. Mm-hmm. You know, the hustle and bustle of the holiday season. Like International Be Late for Something Day.
The spaces between us are as big as all those things we haven't said. So step back, darling, 'cause you don't know what could fall out of this beloved world. Finger, gonna linger far too long, and now here comes another ringer. I tell you, I love you, if it wasn't true, but baby, I do. My brain goes wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. Love songs, says my mama, are the best dang therapy I ever had. But baby, darling, how else do I say I gotta fail?
I gotta fail.
My brain goes wahoo, wahoo, wahoo. For all that I got to do, to keep the ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Water was dark, all clocks read 3 a.m. And the gulls weren't alarmed, and the ships in the yard rocked soft and sleeping in. And the tide rolls out. Who will see me now? I hope there's someone sad as me awake on a Sunday morning.
So that I'd catch your smile spread wide past miles and miles. Heard simple just songs so that I'd hum along that sailing soft.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with The Rough and Tumble. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.